98.9 Kiss FM. Drew and Casey playing the most hits of the 80s, 90s, and today. And we've got a special guest in studio. We brought her in a little bit earlier today than we usually do, just because we know different people are listening sometimes at 4 o'clock. So if you've never heard her, here's our big introduction. She knows numerology. She knows feng shui. She does yoga. She cooks vegetarian. It's Sunita Sitara.
Yay!
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
You forgot that she reads tarot cards, too.
Oh, that's right.
That's right, I do.
Now, we have got you in today because we're going to talk a little feng shui.
Yes, we are.
We had you in a few weeks ago and just did not have enough time for everybody who wanted to hear about feng shui. So
right.
We figured to bring you in, and one thing we wanted to talk about is the office.
Yes, yes, we definitely need to talk about
that. Why don't you start with what feng shui is?
Feng shui is a harmony in your environment. So everything, anytime that you get rid of clutter or obstructions in your space, then that means you have more energy. So it really is figuring out how to have more energy and harmony in your life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can we use this at the office? Because if there's any place where you need some harmony and some love, it is at the office.
Well, get rid of clutter. I'm looking at your studio right now.
Yes.
And I would really like to have a go at this.
Oh. No, stop looking.
No, by all means.
Stop looking at all of this.
I'll even find you some cleaning products,
yes,
if they even exist up here. But
yes,
by all means, yes.
That's what we need to do. But you know what? If somebody wants to have more power in their relationship at work, they should hang like a red painting behind themselves.
A red painting?
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
yes.
Why a red painting?
Well, the color red has a lot of energy in it, and it is the energy that is going to focus people. When they're going to walk in there, they're just going to see you as the person having the power.
Okay.
So that's really good.
So that's very good.
If it was a cubicle, it wouldn't necessarily be behind you, but could you hang just something red in?
Yes, and in the cubicles are really tough because my son used to work for a company where he worked in a cubicle. But there I go ahead and hang a little faceted crystal because that makes a difference. The faceted crystal is also going to bring a lot of energy in.
Now, basically, I think the crystal is like last resort, right? When you can't do anything else with the space, it sounds like you're bringing it because that's what you told me to do with my house.
Yes. Well, the crystal, I love using the crystals as the cure. Did you hang a crystal yet?
Yeah, no. Remember, you're going to bring it to me.
Oh,
remember,
that's
for
right.
The new house, we don't have it yet.
Okay,
that new house definitely needs some crystals.
Yes. We're going to hang crystals in that new house for sure. Yes, and I'll bring them for you.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. The crystal is not my last resort. It's really my first line of defense.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That's one of the things that I do to make sure that the energy is moving, because the energy is called chi, and you want the chi to move as easily as possible.
So where can people get the crystal? Can they stop at any store?
No.
I mean, where do you get something like that?
They can go to my website. I do have the crystals, and I was able to find them at wholesale. So
okay.
I've already paid the tax on it. If they want to order the crystals, they can do it on my website.
Very nice.
Which is sunitasitara.com.
That's right. And then I also teach, feng shui and numerology at Francis Tuttle. And that's something you can take those classes, and I balance whatever it is that you're working on. I'll balance your home for you. I'll balance your office, whatever.
Now, when we were talking about home, you said there was a section of the home that was for money.
Yes.
How can you, I guess, do something like that at the office?
Because it's
obviously
the same
that's
thing.
Where you
yes.
need the money help, right?
Yes, yes. Like in this room, your financial corner is that corner over there.
Okay.
I mean, you stand in your doorway, you face your... It's the same concept. You're facing your office, and the far left corner is your financial corner.
Okay, so at the door,
yes.
Standing, looking into your office, it's the far left corner.
Right,
okay.
And so for you, it would be right there.
Where all the clutter is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So get the clutter away so
yes.
that the energy's open so that it'll bring wealth to you
yes,
and money to you.
Yes,
that, so get rid of the crap.
Right. It's very simple. The concepts are very simple.
And once you get rid of all the junk from your money corner, then what do you do with it? Is there something else you need to do?
That's where you would hang the crystal.
Okay.
You can put a table and put a green plant on it. But now if you're going to have fresh plants, you want to make sure that you take care of all of the dead leaves and make sure you water the plant.
Mm.
But if you don't have a green thumb, then have a silk plant, but dust it.
Okay. So
that's very important.
It's bad. bad mojo if you're killing a plant, right? That's not
very
the way you
want to go. Mojo. You don't want to have dead things. That's okay. For sure. That's right.
Well, we figured we'd open up the phones here. 460-9899 *989 on your AT&T wireless. And if people have questions for Sunita about feng shui, either for the office or for the home, she can help you out.
Yeah,
I can.
This is interesting.
All right.
Yes.
Well, we'll get some calls lined up here, and we will get them on next with Sunita Sitara on 98.9 KISS FM. KISS FM. It's Drew and Casey. We've got Sunita Sitara in studio once again today. She's a numerologist, but she's talking feng shui today.
Yep. I think it's always good to talk feng shui during the start of different seasons, you know, spring.
Yes. Yeah.
I agree. Is there anything that, you know, that people should do with their house for feng shui here springtime, like plant any certain flowers?
Well, you know, there's feng shui for the yard also, and I don't know if we can get into that. But, yeah, one of the first things that you really need to be doing at this time of the year, and I just did it just before I came, was I swept the sidewalk to my front door and got rid of, you know, old dead leaves. And you always want to make sure that the front of your house looks perfect.
Oh, man. Mine looks like a wreck right now. There's, like, leaves from the fall still and everything. I need to get out and do some stuff, apparently,
yes, you
Sunita.
Do, yes. And then I want you to recycle your leaves, Drew, and not throw them into the landfill.
Okay. How do I recycle the leaves?
You got to figure that out on your own.
Oh, man. I've got a homework assignment.
Yes. Recycle. I want to thank Luis for doing mine. So,
did Luis recycle the leaves?
Yes. I think he actually, I think he does. He just throws it to this big trailer thing in the back. He doesn't really use bags. He just
takes them to the landfill.
I don't
Ms.
know what
Casey.
Luis does.
Yeah.
I write him a check and he comes and leaves. And
I'm going to have to figure something out. Make a bunch of scarecrows or something out of
right.
it. 460-9899 *989 on your AT&T wireless. If you have a question for Sunita, and the first one up is Shyla. Hi, Shyla. How you doing today?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. You're on with Sunita Sitara. What do you want to ask about feng shui?
I was just going to ask about my financial situation in my family.
Okay. Well, what's going on with your financial situation?
Not very good right now.
Well, one of the things I always say to my clients is you've got to make really smart choices with money. And I hope you have been making choices, good choices. But one of the things that you can do is stand facing your house and look at your front door. And the far back left corner, that's the area I want you to concentrate on. What's going on in that corner? Can you figure it out?
No.
Okay. Well, what's happening in that corner? Is it messy, the far left corner of your home?
No, actually, no. I have a very clean home.
Okay, that's good. Well, what's happening with your stove? That's another thing that you want to just keep it really, really clean.
The stove?
The stove.
My stove may be dirty. You're right.
Okay.
Shyla, what's in the back left-hand corner of your house?
My dresser.
Your dresser? So it's a bedroom.
Okay. That's so. Is the dresser pretty organized, or do you just kind of stuff things in it?
Kind of stuff things in it, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though we have clean houses and we say my house is really well picked up and everything, even if you have a dresser and the dresser has things stuffed in it, that still causes problems. So what I'd like for you to do is take out the things out of the dresser and only keep things in there that you need.
Oh, you're talking matching socks and everything,
That's
aren't you?
That's right. Ah. Yes, yes. Yeah, the socks have to be married to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And clean the stove.
And clean the stove.
Yes.
Yes, I am kind of unorganized, so.
Okay,
that area. And clothing.
Yeah,
throw it over my bed and stuff.
No, that won't work. Those are the areas. And somebody, you know, who says to me, I've got a pretty clean house, I always kind of have to ask them what are they doing with their clothes, especially if you're stuffing them in a dresser. I mean, clutter behind closed door is still clutter.
Ah, so you can't just throw it into the closet and forget about it, huh?
No.
I understand. Well, thank you, Shiloh. We appreciate the call. 460-9899 *989 on your AT&T wireless. More with Sunita Sitara next. Drew and Casey on KISS FM.
Baby, I love your way every day. Love your way.
98.9 KISS FM, it's Drew and Casey. Got one more segment with Sunita Sitara, who is in today, talking about feng shui.
You know, we always have a lot of people that can't get in when you're on. So your website is sunitasitara.com. It's Sunita.
Mm-hmm.
S-I-T-A-R-A.
.com. Yes.
There are a lot of creative ways that people spell your name, but I think you already know that because we'll get emails.
We do.
And you can email us. I'm happy to pass it along, 989KissFM.com. Yes. I'm happy to pass them along to her. But yeah, if you want to check out our website, SunitaSitara.com.
And they can just, they can ask me any question and just say that they heard me on Kiss and I'll take care of it. So that's not a problem.
She loves talking to our Kiss people.
Awesome. I do. Thank you. Thank you.
We've got time for one more. Tony in Oklahoma City. Hi, Tony. You're on with Sunita Sitara.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. I have a question regarding focus.
Okay, focus.
I always seem to get sidetracked when I'm on a project.
Okay. So what is happening in your house? Is there a lot of clutter in your house?
Yes.
Oh,
there you go. That's why you're getting sidestepped or sidetracked. You got too many projects.
There's too many projects. So this is what I would love for you to do. Just set the timer. If you have a little timer or the timer on your oven or something, set it for 15 minutes and just focus on clearing out one drawer or one, one file cabinet or something like that. Just work on it for 15 minutes. And then when your timer goes off, ask yourself if you're willing to do another 15 minutes. But get rid of, like I talked last time, you mm-hmm. know, get rid of 27 things. So do you think you could do that when you go home? Just focus for 15 minutes. And that will really, the more you get rid of, the better it will be. And you can also go on my website, and if you wanted to order a crystal, the crystals, the little ones are just $5, and the big one is $10, and I'll be more than happy to mail that to you or whatever, or you can, I can meet you somewhere, and if you live in the city, I can get that. But hanging the crystal will also clear your mind, and so the more clutter you have, the less focus you're going to have.
Because it does happen a lot at work, too. And
okay,
to keep everything nice and neat at work.
Okay, what's your office like? Does it have a lot of papers piled up?
I'm sorry?
Are there a lot of papers piled up in your office?
No.
No, okay.
Okay, so that one's more clean. It's just the house that's more cluttered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so get rid of 27 things when you get home tonight.
Okay.
And do the crystal.
And do the crystal.
Yeah, do the crystal for sure.
And I would think that turning the TV off helps with that too, right?
Yes. Yeah, turning the TV off and just focusing. I mean, the other thing is it's not a bad idea. I mean, feng shui really is how to organize yourself. It's not a bad idea to make a list.
Okay.
Make a list of this is what I want to accomplish. And it's not a bad idea to put down on your mirror, in your bathroom mirror, this is what I hope to accomplish. Because that's a daily reminder.
I like that. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a great idea.
Well, thank you very much, Sunita, once again, for coming in and explaining all this and taking people's phone calls. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys.
And once again, SunitaSitara.com. And that is, we actually have a link on our website at 989KissFM.com. And if you go into the Drew and Casey blog section, it's Drew and Casey on Kiss FM.
First traffic on 989 Kiss FM.
Good afternoon. I have one accident.